Hey, this is Ryan Thomas. Thanks so much for listening to On the Road and supporting Faith Radio. You are just the very best, and we appreciate you so much. Enjoy the show.
Discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Well, they've always been an epic mix of contagious encouragement and bold lyrical depth. But the latest tracks from CCM favorites, The Afters, are touching hearts across the globe in fresh and new ways. Their latest offering, the remarkable album Fear No More, released across the land yesterday, with messages squarely aimed at some of the toughest things we face: loss, anxiety, and fear. But in walking through that valley with us, they remind us we're never alone in songs like Well Done and the title track Fear No More. We're so pleased to take a deeper look today as we welcome back the band's lead vocalist, Mr. Josh Havens. It is just tremendous to talk with you, good man. Are you experiencing a pleasant day thus far, sir?
So far, so good. Yeah, we got this new record coming out. All my bandmates are here. It's a great day.
Man, I can still remember the first time that I heard the lead track, Well Done. My jaw just dropping quite literally by the beauty of the hope that you captured there. And this journey to writing the song, nothing short of incredible. I mean, it spans over a decade and comes to fruition then the day Billy Graham went to heaven, right? Would you trace that journey for us?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. That Well Done is a song about being eternally focused with this life. You know, not living this life for our last years here on earth, but living this life for the eternity that we're going to spend with Jesus. And, we get one life to live, and we want to live it well. We want to make the most of our time here. And the point of this life is to live it for building God's kingdom, you know. And it's easy to get distracted building my own kingdom, but I want to be somebody who builds God's kingdom. And 14 years ago, I'd lost my dad to cancer, and it was the most loss I'd ever felt. And, you know, there's some losses you go through, and you can get over it. You know, you can get it. Like, you lose your job, you can get over that, you know, get a new job. But the loss of somebody who you really love, it's different. It's hard. And I feel like there was a void left that nothing else really filled. And now I have kids, and, you know, we still miss him because I feel like he'd be a great grandpa, and he'd love that. But it really hit close to home this year because I have two sisters that got married. And I walked one of my sisters down the aisle and gave her away to her husband. And at the other wedding, I actually officiated the wedding, and I did the ceremony. And I just couldn't help but think, man, we were robbed because my dad should be here giving his daughters away. He would have just loved that. But I also saw that my family was gathered together. I saw a family that loved each other. I saw a family that loved Jesus. And it hit me that that's because we had a dad who lived life well. You know, he showed us what it looked like to live a life in pursuit of Jesus. And because of that, like me and all my siblings, we all love Jesus and are living life for Jesus. And I thought that's the legacy I want to leave behind too. You know, I want my kids to love Jesus. I want to be somebody who loves the people around me and lives this life intentionally. And so I started writing this song, but I got stuck. And then on the day that Billy Graham passed away, I saw media coverage of all his sermons, and even on, you know, big news channels, they were playing excerpts from his sermons. And so I reached out to my friend Will Graham, who's Billy's grandson. And I just told him, you know, that we were praying for he and his family and thinking about them on that day. And he actually messaged me back and said that all day he hadn't been able to stop thinking about the words from his grandfather, that someday you'd hear that Billy Graham had died. But don't believe it, he said, because I'm actually more alive than ever.
That's right.
And that really unlocked something. And I thought, man, we are so afraid of dying, but that moment when we leave this world and go to be with Jesus, that's when we're going to experience a new level of life. Like, it's going to be a feeling of home like we've never felt, like a belonging that we've never known here, and this new life that's more alive than anything we've experienced. And that's where we're going to be for eternity. We're here for such a short time, but then we're going to be with Jesus for all of eternity. And finished writing the song that day. And it's been cool to see how that song has spoken to people in so many different. It's meant something different to so many different people. You know, for some people, it's been an encouragement to live this life well. You know, it's an encouragement of okay, why am I here? And what do I want to do? Live this life for Jesus. We have people who have lost loved ones who have shared how it's helped them through the loss. You know, it's been comforting in times of loss. And it actually hit literally close to home this week because I had somebody reach out to me on social media, and they shared that there was a group of women in our neighborhood who have a Bible study. And one of the women had been diagnosed with cancer a couple years ago, and she was at the end of her battle, and she only had a couple days left. And so their Bible study group gathered together, and she was picking out songs for her celebration of life. And her husband had run out to the store, and on the way back from the store, he heard "Well Done" come on the radio. And he actually pulled over, and he wrote the name of the song on his hand. And then he came home and said, I've got the song. This is the song to honor you with. And one of the ladies in that Bible study actually goes to my church. Mm-hmm. And she knew that I had written the song. She knew I lived in the neighborhood. And so her husband reached out to me and said, shared the story with me and asked if I would come play this song for her now before she goes to be with Jesus. And so my wife and I went over there, and we brought my guitar, and you know, we prayed with them, and I stood by her bedside and played that song as her husband hugged her, and it was a special moment because she was, being with somebody at that stage in life too. She said that she was ready to meet Jesus. You know, she was at peace, and she said, "Y'all probably don't want to hear this, but I'm ready to meet Jesus." And to see that, it just felt like a place where heaven was colliding with earth. It was a special and holy moment.
Well, there is the incredible journey to the song "Well Done." Why don't we go ahead and hear this beautiful tune together? Here's the Afters with "Well Done" on the road.
What will it be like when my pain is gone and all the worries of this world just fade away? What will it be like when you call my waiting my whole life to hear you say
before we dig into the title track, Fear No More, just to step back for a moment, you shared this epic journey that began all of this for you here the first time you were on our show. You and your bandmate, Matt, singing together while you craft drinks in a Texas Starbucks.
Yes.
If Josh, the barista with the musical dream, were to get a glimpse of what he would be doing in 2019, do you think that would be just utterly shocking for him or somehow not totally unexpected?
You know, I couldn't ever imagine doing anything other than music. And I think that's why, but people always said, well, nobody really gets to do that, you know. I think that's why pursuing your dreams is important, you know. Take risks and pursue those things that you feel God calling you to. I remember I was in college and working at Starbucks, you know, to pay the bills. And when we had a chance to get signed and go on tour, I told my dad I wanted to drop out of college. And, you know, most parents would be like, whoa. And if my kids came to me, I'd probably be like, wait, hold on here. But my dad said, I think that's exactly what you need to do.
Wow.
And that journey led to, you know, these last 20 years. And so I'm grateful for that. You know, my dad, he was encouraging me to take a risk, you know, to go where God was leading. And it's been an amazing journey. I don't think back then I would have imagined all the things that have happened along the way. But I'm so grateful. There's one word that I could use to describe, especially this last year of my life. It's grateful. I don't take for granted that we get to make music and tour around the world and share Jesus with people. You know, I feel so grateful.
Mr. Josh Havens provides lead vocals for the tremendous CCM favorites, The Afters. Their latest record, Fear No More, released through Fair Trade Services yesterday. So let's explore that title track, Fear No More. It's been described aptly as an anthem for trusting God. And the story here, too, is just remarkable. I mean, this comes out of some of your own battles with anxiety and then this really powerful conversation that you and your bandmate have about his struggle in the same area. How did that battle become this anthem?
The song I Will Fear No More was kind of a breakthrough song for us as a band. And it kind of got us on this path of being more vulnerable and transparent with who we are. I think there's a lot of that on this new record, is pulling back that curtain and saying, look, we've all got our struggles. Like, we deal with it, we feel it, and you're not alone in that. And Jordan, our drummer, there was a day when we could tell, you know, he wasn't doing so good. And he had been having panic attacks and a lot of anxiety and had been going to the doctor thinking there was something wrong with him physically, and it all ended up just being his stress. And, you know, that can lead to a place of depression. And I shared with him that I knew what he was feeling because I've been there. I've had that same thing. I've dealt with anxiety since I was a kid, and it can be debilitating, you know, and I feel like it robs joy from our lives. And what better way? I mean, if you think about it, it's brilliant for the enemy to attack us in that way, because people describe it as being paralyzed. You know, it can be paralyzing, and when it consumes your mind and your thoughts, then you're not seeing all the things that God is doing in your life, and it distracts you from that. And so we decided we needed to write an anthem for that, write an anthem for trusting God, for not living in fear. Fear and anxiety is not who I am. It's a struggle that I have, but it does not define me. And I do believe that there's tools that we can have to battle that. And so, you know, one of them was we want to write this song. We wrote it to sing over our own lives and also hope that, you know, other people would be encouraged by it too. But the more I started talking about that, because I'd never even really talked to anybody about my struggles with anxiety. I feel like sometimes when we talk about those things, it can make us feel like there's something wrong with us or like we're weak. And what I realized, it was so refreshing to put it out there, to share these struggles, because I realized how many other people had the same thing. And when we share and we're vulnerable about some of our struggles, then we can encourage each other too, you know, and we can speak life into each other. And those things are too hard to go alone, you know. And so I feel like that was a breakthrough, because after that, we really made an effort to be more transparent, even in the music that we write and the things that we share. And, you know, I think that's why God gives us community, is so that we can be support to each other. He wants us to go through life together and to not hold those things inside.
And that's so well said. Well, in the power of the choice that you made to go there and to talk about it, you mentioned the reaction just a little bit. Has it been what you expected? Has it been even more really just remarkable than you did expect to see how people are connecting with that message?
Well, I Will Fear No More has kind of taken on a life of its own. You know, until right now, we haven't really put any support behind it. We just put a lyric video up on YouTube, and it's been shared so many times. I think it's over 3 million views, and hearing the stories that people have shared about how it's helped them with their battle with anxiety and depression, and it's been encouraging to hear that. You know, it really has been, and I think it just goes to show that when we think we're alone in something, most of the time we're probably not. You know, if we verbalize the things that we're going through, if we're open and honest, I think we're going to find out that a lot of us deal with the same stuff. And if we're honest with those struggles, then we can support each other in it. And so I Will Fear No More has become an anthem in my own life. We made wristbands that we wear that say, I Will Fear No More. You know, it's this declaration that we can speak over our life. You know, I read this article that said historians say this is going to be known as the age of anxiety. But it also says in the Bible more than anything else, it says it 365 times, do not be afraid. So God wants us to trust him. And so, you know, my hope is that we can be a reminder to each other to have that trust in God and to not believe the lies that we tell ourselves or the lies that the world says to us, but to believe what God thinks of us.
There it is, the story of the incredible call to fear no more. Now let's share some of this great song together on Faith Radio's On the Road.
Every anxious thought that steals my breath, it's a heavy weight upon my chest. As I lie awake and wonder what the future will hold, help me to remember that you're in control. You're my courage when I worry in the dead of night. You're my strength 'cause I'm not strong enough to win this fight. You are greater than the battle raging in my mind. I will trust you, Lord. I will fear no more. I will lift my eyes. I will lift my cares. Lay them in your hands. I'll leave them there. When the wind and waves are coming, you shelter me. Even though I'm in
Mr. Josh Havens provides lead vocals for the tremendous CCM favorites, The Afters. Their latest record, Fear No More, released through Fair Trade Services yesterday. Okay, so here's the thing. I just cannot get over the way that you guys, you're able to craft this sound that is so fresh and ear-catching, song after song and project after project. You've talked about this being, you feel like, the most rewarding creative season that you've ever had. Is that creativity something that you have to intentionally refresh and renew, or is that a gift that you've been given, or a bit of both?
Probably a bit of all of it. You know, I think anytime you write a song, you wonder, do I have another one in me? You know, what's going to be next? Did I write my last song? And so anytime you have a creative season where stuff starts to pour out, you know, it is exciting and it's refreshing. And I think with this record, our hope was just to be super honest and transparent through these songs. You know, to really just pull back that curtain on who we are and give a little peek into the struggles that we all face and the joys that we all have. And you know, there's a lot of really fun and encouraging songs on the record too. But it was one of the most fun processes that we've ever had as a band making a record, and it kind of sparked this this renewal of okay, this we love doing this. We're so grateful to do this. And it's been good for our relationships too, because even as we've gone into some of these songs like "I Will Fear No More," like having the discussions that led to that song brought us closer as bandmates and as friends too.
It's fascinating in terms of the sound too as well, because I think of just, you know, all of the different soundscapes that you've introduced over the course of your career. You know, you think of a song like "Live On Forever," which is just one of the most unique and touching songs, and "Every Good Thing," with it, which is just, you know, contagiously joy-filled. Are there influences that you turn to sort of renew and refresh even the soundscape in your mind? How does that all come about, that process?
Sure. I mean, we had some fun things that we did on this record to kind of freshen things up. We got together with our friend Bart Millard, the singer from Mercy Me, who's a big reason why we're even doing music today. He's the one who got us signed to our label, and they took us on our first tour. And we've always wanted to write a song together, so we got together and wrote a really fun song called "Lightning" that's on this new album.
The music available wherever fine music is sold, but if people do want to continue to follow you and the great ministry that you do, where can they go on the web and social media, sir?
Oh, sure. You know, we're on all those things. We have Facebook. We have Instagram, which is The Afters Official. We have a YouTube channel. Actually, this is kind of cool. We're launching a travel vlog on our YouTube channel, which is The Afters Videos. And we love traveling and touring, and every place that we go, we love to find out what's the best thing there. So we're always looking for the best food to try, the best coffee shops, the best things to see. Like, when you go to this place, when you go to Lamar's, Iowa, or Sioux Falls, or like, what's the thing that you cannot miss there? And so we started bringing some film crew on the road with us, and we're capturing some of our favorites in these places and sharing it through this vlog. So that's going to be launched this next week. It's called Around the World with The Afters. And then we also have a website, which is theafters.com.
That is ridiculously fun, and that actually makes perfect sense, because you guys, many of your American fans may not be aware of this, you guys are huge in Europe. It's true.
We go all over the world. We've been everywhere from the outback of Australia to Scandinavia and Europe to the Middle East. We've been all over the world. And, you know, one thing that we've realized, and I think this has played into this new record too, as we've toured around the world, we've come to realize more and more that home is not always a location. It's not always a roof and foundation. Sometimes home is where your people are. You know, when I'm traveling the world with my best friends making music, and when I'm worshiping with our fans, you know, every evening, that feels like home. You know, and that's a little piece of, we're family. That's a little piece of home. And so we have a song called "This Is What Home Feels Like" that kind of captures those feelings.
Yeah, it's an amazing song as well. We have that feeling of home every night, you say, when we sing to our fans all around the world. It's shown us a new perspective.
Home is your community. It's the people you love. It's the people who wrap their arms around you when you don't deserve it. You know, it's the people you spend your life with.
Yeah. Well, sir, it's been such a treat to welcome you back on the road today. Thank you so much for taking the time, and thank you for this incredible new music, sir. Well done. Congrats on the new record.
Oh, thank you so much. Man, I can't thank you enough. Appreciate it.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.
Thank you so much for listening. Programming like this is available through your support, and you can learn more about partnering financially at myfaithradio.com. We'd also love to hang out with you during the week on Facebook and on Twitter. Just search for On the Road with Ryan Thomas. Talk to you again soon.